You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Hello, Amy. Lovely to have you in studio.
Lovely to be here. Lovely to have you here.
Yeah, it's fun times. I'm enjoying doing my Thursday morning glory. So today on Who Arted, we have potter and tutor Peter Longy, a key organiser and representative for the show I Am the Art and the Art is Me, Ko Ho Te Toi Ko Te Toi Aho, currently on at Depot Art Space in Devonport.
Right. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Depot Art Space in Devonport is hosting an exhibition to celebrate the diverse creativity and talent of a group of participants in the Auckland City Mission's homeless services. The show provides an insight into the unique artistic perspective of some of Auckland's inner city rough sleepers. Mission activities have grown in recent years to include art, photography, carving and pottery. Before we get into your involvement, what can we expect to see on display? Could you describe some of the works for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. I've been mostly involved with the pottery because that's my bag. Yeah. And my love and first love in pottery is making work which people can use. And so there's quite a lot of work there, which is platters and cups and bowls and things like that. But there's also a few sculptural pieces and that, you know, they've kind of made up out of their heads. And so it's a really wide range of about 60 pieces in the clay section, plus a whole lot more in the paintings and carving, yeah.
That's a lot more than I imagined, actually. Are the works available for purchase?
Well, they were. But
have they all been sold?
Just about all been sold.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, guys are so amazed and they're overjoyed. Usually their fun out come in and just take them off them and say, you know, this is a gift. But now they find they're selling. The red dots are appearing all over the place. And one of them came to me and said, this guy bought this off me and I don't even know him, he said. he was just about crying with happiness.
Oh, that's
in fact,
really
he's going to get some money out of it, you know.
Yeah. That's great. And so there's quite a lot in the pottery section. What other kind of work is there in the entire
show? In the show, there's a lot of paintings around the walls and drawings. And they, from a group like this, you know, you're going to get a wide range of talent from fairly basic, some you'd almost call it outsider art, through to pretty sophisticated and that applies across all the mediums. But the other one is carving, and there's quite a lot of wood carving there. Well, no, I shouldn't say a lot. There's a reasonable selection of wood carving.
Okay, and yeah. So with the, just for our listeners, outsider arts often sort of visually is kind of self-taught looking or quite simplistic and illustrative. But more developed stuff, are there any artists that are sleeping rough that are actually kind of quite well practiced?
Yeah, well, I have to tell you that in my class, I only have a small class, about seven people. The last rough sleepers found accommodation. So they're all got accommodation given to them the last recent time. And that makes life a lot easier, obviously. But there's still a lot of stresses on these guys. And as I said, the range of talents is quite wide. There's one or two people I would definitely call very talented. And one of them in particular is being asked to leave his work there on an ongoing basis. So that's really encouraging.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So the exhibition has been months in the planning. It was initiated by Depot Art Space and two of the volunteer tutors of the Mission Activities Program, Claire Caldwell and, of course, Peter Longy, yeah, who's with us. The show is accumulation of the deep and transformative processes witnessed as a result of people engaging in art, says Mission Tutor Caldwell. It's testimony to the focused work and goal commitment of the participants and is a celebration of the talent, achievement and diversity of all the Mission artists. So you're teaching the ceramic art, but how did you become involved in the Mission Arts program? How long have you been doing it? And how does a class run? Can you give us a bit of insight into that?
Yeah, it's like a lot of things in my life, sort of serendipitous, really. And I found myself at my age needing to work, not having to work quite so hard. The government's helping me a little bit. And so an advertisement came up for someone to take over from the existing tutor. She was heading north. And so I it was my job to put the ad in the newsletter, and I thought, I'm not going to put that in. I'm going to do that myself. So I've got the time, and I can afford to spend half a day a week. And so that's, and I thought it would be a challenge, and it has been, because I'm actually not that great at teaching handbuilding. We only have tables and nothing else. There's no, I'm a wheel thrower and a sculptor, but I, and so it's been a case of me keeping one page ahead in the, of the book for them. And but between us, we produce pretty good snuff here. It's really been an amazing experience for me. I've got a whole bunch of new friends, and
Are you going to be? So has it? It's still ongoing throughout the year.
Oh yeah, I've been going 18 months now, and we'll keep going. You know, just see what happens.
And you do have obviously a kiln, and do they do like?
Well, I have my own kiln, and in fact, I have access to about 12 kilns, so that helps. But we are working at the moment to get a kiln into the premises.
And so, are there any glazes and things like?
Well, there again, I tend to use my glazes, but I also ask they come around to my place and do it there. They actually glaze there.
How lovely!
The only thing I want to do with them is actually a live firing, and that'll happen sometime later in the year.
And do you think you'd do any other tutoring for other interested?
The word got out, and somebody from Mangere rang and said, "You know, you come from South Auckland, you should be out here doing this." And that's true, but you know, I've got some time, but I already teach at the Auckland Studio Potter Centre, and this fits perfectly into my week, and it's, you know.
Yeah, it's good for now, huh?
Yeah.
A range of art classes run weekly at the City Mission, and it is vital in providing a sense of community and purpose to people who are often left isolated and on the margins of society. Before we go, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the show or the mission service?
Well, I would say go along and look at it. You can probably still buy some of the paintings. There's very little ceramic left, but it's worth seeing. It's a great show. It's on for another, I think, week. And, get over there. So the Depot Art Space is a community-based gallery, and it's worth supporting. So go for it.
That's in Devonport. It's on until next Wednesday.
Yep.
And go to depotartspace.co.nz if you need any more.
Great.
Info.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in, Peter. That's and okay. Amy, lovely to see you as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the Depot Art Space.
It's a nice place. It's a good gallery.
Beautiful.
And they have a little dog, too.
Yeah. And they've got a dog gallery, a small dog gallery,
that's right.
Which is even more awesome, just for the dogs.
Yeah, it's great.
I know I say this every time, but, you know, worth a ferry. Beautiful ferry over, see some art, come back. It's a nice afternoon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/becasts.